Blog Talk Radio. Well, hello everyone. Welcome to another new edition of Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I'm glad you have joined us today. Gospel Gold is a one-hour internet radio program specifically designed for the preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We believe that it all started in Africa. Of all the lavish gifts that Africa has given the world, the combination of rhythm and religion is the most unique. When our first ancestors landed on these American shores, they brought with them their African rhythms and their African chants. It was work songs and field hollers. These are the basic elements of the spirituals. And from the spirituals came gospel music, then blues, jazz, rock and roll, and even some of the music that we hear today. It all tells a story of a people who have been resilient, a people who have overcome adversity after adversity, a people who are still trying to reach and be the people that God would have them to be. We know that we cannot tell the gospel music story in 1 hour or even in a melody of songs. But each Monday at 12 noon, we come to bring you the very best in the achievements of our people in the gospel recording industry. We invite you to go to our Facebook page, the Gospel Gold Group's Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like and share so others will know that Gospel Gold is on Facebook. There, you will find some of the music that we play on Gospel Gold. You'll also find articles on various gospel artists. You'll find the link each week for the Gospel Gold program. All of our programs are archived. That means that you can go back to the Facebook page, the Gospel Gold Group's Facebook page, at any time, find the program that you would like to hear, click on that link, and it will take you directly to that program. You can also leave your comments in the comments section, or if you'd like to contact us through email, our email is gospelgold@songwriter.net. Stay in touch with us so we can stay in touch with you. It is our custom that each Monday before we start our program, we always start in prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for a new edition of Gospel Gold. We pray, God, that something be said tonight, something be played tonight, that will inspire your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we ask in your precious name. Amen and amen. There is also a call-in number if you would like to call in and speak to me directly in the studio. Area code 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. I'm going to come back and introduce our program for today. But first, let's listen to this.
Song that we're about to sing for you now. A young man came to me one day and said, "Blair, I would like to sing." I had the opportunity to go down and visit his father, the father's minister. He told me, "Now, I know what the group's saying about the Bible there, but I don't want you to worry. Just take the Lord along with you. If you do that, the devil in hell can't harm." Then he said these words, "So Jesus, if you want me to go, sit there and just cry." He said it again to me, "Sir Jesus, if you want me to go." So sometimes your burden may be a little heavily on your shoulder, but God will take care of it. Oh, good God Almighty, I can't refuse. Now, Daddy, take your time.
Started me on my way. Can't you see he made it possible, children?
What?
For us to see another day. I would like to witness just one more time.
Yeah.
that I got up this morning.
What did you do?
I was down on my knees.
Did you tell the Lord thank you?
Just had to say thank you, Jesus.
Why did you say
for
that?
For watching over me.
You're listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. Our first feature for today is the Fantastic Volunteers. Well into their seventh decade of activity, the Volunteers were formed in Detroit, Michigan in 1952 when Willie Banks of the Evangelistic Gospel Singers of Alabama moved to the Motor City and met Isaiah Littleshot Jones, Wilson DeShears, Leo Conley. Seeking to organize a quartet in the style of evangelistic gospel singers, the foursome added Providence Thomas of the Singing Sons and began appearing locally as the Volunteers. After author Bob Beatty, another early member of the group and also known for his work with the Heavenly Gospel Singers and the Sensational Nightingales, told a radio announcer Mark Lindy in 2006 that the Volunteers got their name from seeing an image of a bass violin on the front cover of a music book. The Volunteers' first single, The Haunting Mournful, Another Soldier Gone, was recorded by Detroit music entrepreneur Joseph Van Battle in 1953 and leased to the local Drummond label. The single introduced even more listeners to Littleshot's hair-raising falsetto voice when a year later, Los Angeles-based Swing Time Records released the track for an R&B market under the name of The Question Marks. Perhaps embroiled by the crossover popularity of Another Soldier Gone, the Volunteers tried their hand at singing R&B. The quartet now consisted of Jones, DeShields, Conley, Calvin Fair, newly recruited from the L&N Gospel Singers. They recorded two discs on the Gills of Van Battles, the JVB label, in 1955. Neither record attracted significant notice at the time. Another link in the chain between the Volunteers and R&B was added in 1957, briefly when a young Wilson Pickett joined the group. Pickett's lead vocals on Sign of the Judgment for Gotham Records presented the audience with the new shouting style of singing that Pickett had that would be a part of his trademark in the 1960s. The Volunteers' recording career took off after they joined and signed with Checker Records in 1964. Some of the group's hits from the Checker period, most notably Old Time Religion, Stand By Me, If We Never Meet Again, and Three Pictures on the Wall, remain its repertory. A half century later, by this time, the reconstituted Volunteers, with Jones, DeShields, and Conley as the anchors, introduced Robert Blair as its newly lead singer. If Blair's high tenor invoked the falsetto of Littleshot, his ability to sing with a preacher's intensity ensured that the quartet would remain relevant in an era when hard singing quartets dominated the gospel field. Penetrating harmonies brought favor to the group, and many people came to see them in concerts everywhere. The Volunteers have sung in churches, festivals, concert halls, civic centers, and with sacred and secular artists alike, from Pastor Shirley Caesar to the Manhattans. The quartet even inspired the Rolling Stones, Mick Jagger, and Keith Richards to write songs for them. Robert Blair remained the group's leader until his death on March 19, 2001. Other longtime members, including the Reverend Charles Brown, who wrote the group's 1950s classic, Tell Mother There Will Be No Separation in the End, Brown returned to the Volunteers roster in 2010, but passed away in 2013. We're going to listen to some of the great music from the Fantastic Volunteers, some of the songs that I have named as their staple and the songs that have been part of their repertoire for now over 70 years. This great gospel group has inspired many gospel groups over the years, and I wanted to bring them forth tonight on Gospel Go.
A soldier fought until he fell out on some foreign battlefield, and now he's standing on the throne.
Dawn, 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 d
You're listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. Our next feature for today is Slim and the Supreme Angels. The Supreme Angels were an American traditional black gospel music group from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The Supreme Angels was formed in 1953 by several young ministers. In 1960s, Reverend Howard Slim Hunt of Walnut Grove, Mississippi, joined the group as the guitarist. Having been called to further their ministry, the ministers left the group to pastor various churches. Reverend Hunt decided to continue on now as the new lead singer of the group, changing the name of the group years later to Slim and the Supreme Angels. As personnel changes continued through the years, Robert Shug Hightower of Delane, Florida, formerly of the Hightower Brothers and the Mighty Clouds of Joy, became the group guitarist and vocalist. The remaining group members of the Supreme Angels were Quincy King on vocals, Larry Young on vocals and keys, Michael Kempson performing on vocals and bass, Maurice Robinson on drums and vocals. They released 17 albums over the span of 51 years, and the imprints in which they used were Melindo Records, Nashville Records, Black Label Records, Intersound Records, MCG Records, Gospel Jubilee Records, Malaco Records, and Gramercy Records. The group got 3 albums to place on the Billboard Magazine Gospel chart, and those were in 1989, Death and the Beautiful Lady, 1995, Stay Under the Blood, 1996, Nobody But You. The background of Slim and the Supreme Angels goes back to its origin. The group had its origin in the agricultural world, as Reverend Howard Slim Hunt, an African-American growing up in the son of a cotton farmer in Walnut Grove, Mississippi. At 17 years old, Hunt moved to New Orleans, Louisiana to take a job as a riverboat steamer while he resided with his sister at the time. This only lasted 6 months before he relocated to Milwaukee, Wisconsin in 1953, where he resided with another one of his sisters while he was working as a plumber. In 1956, Reverend Hunt was working as a candy maker when he joined a local group, the Supreme Angels, as their guitar player, organized by several local ministers. They were Reverend Herman Pryor, Reverend Floyd Taylor, and Brother Earl Woods. As the ministers in the group were called to pastor their own churches, they left the group, and Reverend Hunt continued on with the group, eventually including guitarist and vocalist Robert Sugar Hightower, Gregory Kelly on vocals, Patrick Atkinson Jr., Michael Boykin on vocals and keyboards. Other members included vocalists and guitarists Quincy King, keyboardist and vocalist Larry Young, bass player and vocalist Michael Kempson, and drummer and vocalist Maurice Robinson. Hunt would be the founder of the Deliverance Temple, 1996, where he was the pastor, which was located in Dillon, South Carolina, and later Deliverance Temple Church of God in Christ in Greensboro, North Carolina. He continued to tour and preach until his death in Greensboro, North Carolina, on February 25, 2007, after which Robert Sugar Hightower took over the leadership of the group. Robert Lee Hightower passed away August 24, 2010, also in Greensboro, North Carolina. Many of you have heard the name Slim and the Supreme Angels, and you have heard many of the songs, the great songs that have come from this group over the radio, and some of them have been sung even in the church. And so it is today. We wanted to bring to the forefront Slim and the Supreme Angels, one of the great gospel groups of all time, and you'll only hear it here on Gospel Go.
I'm gonna stay. Under the blood. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna stay.
me tonight. Gonna stay under the blood, and the world can't do me no harm. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I'm gonna pray under the blood. I'm talking about the blood of Jesus. I'm gonna pray under the blood. Gonna pray under the blood, oh, and the world can't do me, the world can't do me, the world can't do me, no, no harm. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to stay under the blood. Gonna stay under the blood.
Under the blood.
Gonna stay. I ain't going nowhere. Under the blood, oh yeah, and the world can't do
me no harm.
What about? Can I get a witness here tonight?
Under
how many of y'all is under the blood tonight? Jesus. Do y'all know that healing in Jesus' blood? Can I get a witness here tonight? I'm not talking about the blood of a bird. No, no. I'm not talking about the blood of a bull. I'm not talking about no animal blood. Although I can remember reading what God told Moses to tell the children of Israel to kill an animal and put the blood up over the door. Can I get a witness? He said, when I come by late tonight, when I come by late tonight, when I come by late tonight, I'll fly all over. Can I get a witness here tonight? You know, nobody was able to shed blood for you and I. Can I get a witness? And I'm thinking about now just how it was after Jesus died. Came out of that body and went down in hell. Can I get a witness here tonight? Seemed like I could see him in my mind. When he got down in hell, y'all, he began to beat that devil. Can I get a witness here tonight? He began to whoop that old devil and take the keys from that rascal. Can I get a witness here tonight? All of the prophets have been dead a long time. They was in Abraham's bosom. But you know what they done? No doubt they were standing on the banks of hell, looking down at Jesus as he beat that old devil. No doubt they said, go ahead, Jesus. Go ahead, Jesus. Go ahead, Jesus. Go. Oh. Oh. Oh.
Blah, 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 blah.
Can I get a witness? Oh.
Think about my home going. I begin to think about when this warfare's over. I have no doubt in my mind. I know Jesus is gonna meet me. I have a brand new robe. Oh, when I come.
Down to the end of your journey, Jesus won't be there. He won't be there to hear you cry. But I want to take my time out right here and tell you this. Jesus will. You'll understand.
Are you ready? When I think about that thing right now, it makes me want to ask you a question out there. How many of you out there stepped and already give a warning? How many of y'all got false teeth? How many of y'all got dye in your hair? How many of y'all got glasses on your face? How many of y'all have to cry all night long? Sometimes can't sleep at night. Don't you know that death let you know he's on his way back? He's on his way back. I want to ask you a question. Are you ready?
We hope that you have enjoyed our program today. Gospel Gold is sponsored by Faith That Lives Ministry and great supporters and listeners like you. If you would like to be a supporter of Gospel Gold, you can do so through our Cash App. It starts with the $, the words Gospel Gold, and the number 22. Gospel Gold 22. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. If you would like to get in touch with us, our email address is gospelgold@songwriter.net. So until we see you next week, God bless you is our desire.
Have you heard the news?
Jesus is coming soon.
Have y'all heard the news?
Jesus is coming soon.
Have y'all heard?
Get ready.
Get ready.
Yeah.
Get ready.
Yeah. walls, the rumors of war. Mothers against their daughters, drugs everywhere.